This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. The placebo effect has always been a bit of a mystery. You give patients a pill filled with sugar or an injection of saline. You tell them it's medicine, and some of the patients will say they feel better. Now, a recent study of a handful of Parkinson's patients suggests you can boost the effects of a placebo even further by telling patients a drug is expensive. Gretchen Kuda-Crohan reports on the unusual role cost plays in medicine.
Alberto Espe and his colleagues at the University of Cincinnati gave a group of patients with Parkinson's disease injections of saline, but told them they were testing two new drugs, one that cost $100 and another that cost 15 times as much.
When they received the cheap formulation, they got better, but nowhere near those who received the expensive medication.
In fact, the people who thought they were getting the expensive drug did almost as well as when they were on a real drug. What the patients experienced was real, but it was entirely due to the placebo effect. Espe believes that cost affects the placebo because so many of us believe that expensive things are better.
We feel the more we pay, perhaps the more value we're getting. And of course, that isn't true.
Unless we believe it is, says George Newman. Newman studies consumer behavior at the Yale School of Management, and his research shows that the pleasure we get from objects is determined by what we believe about them. For example, if we believe we're drinking a $200 bottle of wine, it tastes better, and the regions of the brain devoted to pleasure light up more brightly than if we think it's a bottle of two-buck chuck.
What we're believing about the world, what we're imagining about the world, you know, directly influences, you know, how we experience things, even very tangible things like the effectiveness of medication.
In this case, cost creates a bias in patients' expectations, says Ted Kapchuk, director of the program in placebo studies at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. And that's not necessarily a bad thing.
But it's a bias that we want to utilize, we want to maximize, we want to optimize in clinical practice.
But before drug manufacturers start raising prices in the name of science, Kapchuk says there are plenty of ethical ways to raise patient expectations, and most of them, like improvements in listening and attentiveness by physicians, are free. I'm Gretchen Kuda-Crohan for Marketplace.